Okay, so we're holding on Mem Zayin Mem Beis, the top of the around top of the page. So Marbar Toshma, person says, "Cut him a shade in the head leaf." So she's loiva, and the balakoyin b'chayver are coming and are nifra from the husband. Come Isha, the Isha is loiva, balakoyin boy menifroin. Then he the mystery Allah nixay balo. Even though he made an Isra Hanoah on his property to the woman, Miokati Shibuda Anichsekoi, she has a Shibud on his property, Hichu Balichoiv, Boyin Benifroin, they can come and collect from the husband. The Filo Chanan Domer Hamafarnas Easter Shachavera Mahinich Moisel Bakaran Atzvi, which we had before, Chanan says that the person goes on his own and support somebody else's wife, he has no right to get be compensated by the husband. If this person is giving her the mezarnus, because she love, if she borrows money, so she owes money. She borrowed money, she owes money. And then, by the chayv, and the husband owes her money for he has to support her. So the balechayv goes to the husband. The mitzian mizeh, but nosin mizeh, mirab nosin. So that's shibud rab nosin. The rab nosin says we have this in suvis in your testament aleph. That rab nosin said that how do we know that if Reuben knows Shimon and Shimon knows Levi? So that Reuben pays directly to that Levi can come to Reuben and collect, and it brings the pasuk. Nosan lasher osham loy. It doesn't say the person he borrowed from. It says the person he owes the money to. So Nosan learns mitzia mizem and Nosan mizet. Vzei yitzasi deicho basti ben kol mashe herach rashba bezet. Okay, interesting lashon. Okay. The Ran is saying he's being Bukhatsar, the Rashba was Marich. Okay. Samur says, how does it work? My time about the Khai Boyan Minifroyan, Lab Mishum the Khilufay and Lab Kikdu Layan Domo. So the Samur says, but this, for this to work, so I understand that the moment is Khai, I understand. But we have a different problem over here that she has an Isra Hanoah. Okay, so the round because the more assumes right now the kiman the b'shosh shehi lova mishabedes nichsei habal when she takes the loan at that point in time it's equivalent of making a shibud on the nichsei habal to these people. So haray he we should consider that k'mach lefes nichsei habal but nichsei acher. So she is in doing the equivalent of taking over, exchanging the schools that she has to Nixay about into this loan that she's taking. So the loan really is another a derivative and expression of the Nixay Habal, which should be a case of Chilufin. The he that come in my time of Alechay Boy and Nifroyan, then the Mor says that Lashon of my time of Alechay and Nifroyan, Lam Yishan the Chilufin Lav Ki Gedulun Dambu. Lav higuva kashalon. That exactly is not the right way to ask the question. Why do they have a right to come and collect? Is they're not asking how they can collect, which that's the loss of the Gemara, because they don't have any sort to collect. The more means to say, since that's what's going to happen. So So how is she allowed to take the loan to start with? That is the equivalent of exchanging the Nixi Habal into this loan. That's how my Rebbeim learned it. That's how the Rashba learns, I think. Well, in Europe, the Ron says, I'm going to say a little bit differently. Dachi Gamar. If that would be true, that Chilufin becomes also just like Gidulin. So, actually, how can they collect? Why? So Rabnosan's din is true. So there's a financial obligation over here. However, but Hacha Nan Sahari Da Daita Didoa Nochis, Beloved Daita Dabao. We have to assume over here that they did not intend that. Why? Since if to do this there's going to be an exchange which is also for her, they did not mean to have a right to collect from the husband. Therefore, the Morris phrase, how can they collect from the husband? How can they collect from the husband? That is true. And that would override the din of Rav Nosson. It must be the chilufin and not kigidulin, and therefore there's no. It's not also for her to do this, and therefore they are able to collect from the husband. So, but both of these pshatim are assuming that the issur would be on her, because by taking a loan, she's as it were exchanging the nixi abal into this loan, and. If they would be able to collect from the Baal, that would mean that they're playing a role, the Ron's adding, in this process of the exchange, which would make it also for her. Nearly the Lahaki Poshet law, Mehak Raisa, the Poshet, the Mesaver, the Masisin, the Ermel of Noi, Kerem Shaton, the Hanali. The Ron says, I don't understand the case of the Kerem Shatan and Hanali, it's not the same, but Loiva Balechay Boy Menifroid. The case of the son, that Mishnah later on really discusses this case. So, why do we have to go bring a raya from Hoemel Ishtoi as opposed to the case of Hoemel of Noi? What's the lashon over there? Where is that? There's not a say of a law of a bala chay boy when you throw it. So why do we bring from the case over there of Armor Levinoy Kadam Shaton Hanali, which it also has the same case that the son borrows money and the Baal HaChayv have come and collect from the Yerusha. We have the case over here. He says he can't be Yerush, so he can't be in the Hanna from the Kadam Shiyatan Hanali. Okay, that's over there. Baba Kama Kufkas. Harmon of Noy Kadam Shatan Hanali Mace Yoshanu. Kaim Moshe Lo Yoshanu. So there it says, what do you do? See, he's loiva, and the Baalei Chayv come and collect from the property. So why don't bring a right from the, why did we not bring a right from that case over there? From the Eul Lohavi Kamaklif, the Homotzi Kani Nixi. We see the same issue of being Maklif. We said, no, he's taking a loan, he has the right to take loans. Because he's an independent, he can buy properties, and the Baal HaChayv will collect on the properties. Alisha Shein Lo Kinyan Bilei Baalo. So she has the way to get a property. So the only thing she has is the husband's, her shibud on the husband's property. So by definition, taking a loan is being machlif. As opposed to when the son, who has a Yerusha from the father, a property which he can't use, that doesn't preclude him from going to work, making money, and buying properties, and having how to pay back his loan. So it's not automatically, though, taking a loan is the equivalent of being maklif the properties. Being maklif his iser hanoa on the father's property into the loan, but over here by the isha, which he has nothing else but so by definition, her loan is being maklif the husband's property, which is also to her into the loan. How can machalef and say bal mamish? Okay, so that's the worst. That's the worst, right? The worst says no. So Rabbi says, "Medilma lechatkila hu deloy v'avet avet." And Rabbi says, "Lechatkila she can't do it, but if he did it, she did it." Climber, kishubol ha'aklif iser beheter. That this problem, which we're discussing in our Gemara, is coming to be maklif iser beheter biyadayim aser. And then by chalipin aserin, that's when the chalipin becomes aser. Abuzu b'shoshalavsa. She doesn't have the property of the husband to say that she's being maklif. She has isra no on the property of the husband. She's not being maklif the item from the baal into the loan. She's taking a loan. And can chalipi isra mamish? Yichal he lilbus belechol. Abishach gach nifrom in a baal. The evad who shenasa chalipi mashoch. So then, when she collects, then it becomes chalipin, and that doesn't create the din of chalipin is considered the extension of the original Nisurian law. Okay. Then the more said Toshma. Correct. It's not. Toshma Makadish Borlo, Ana Makudeshus. Bachar Makidish with the Mayan Raisa Makudeshus. So if a person sells Orla and it's Makadish with the Orla, it's Makadesh. So this is where the Ram pointed out that we see over here the issue is not a language issue in our Shiloh, because this is Yisari Hanoah, it's nothing to do with Neder. And we're grappling with the Etzem Din of being Machli B'Yisari Hanoah. What happens to the Machlif? Can he have a law from the Chalipin? So the kibun, the kashal dait, the kibun is also lahanis mina chalipin. I feel so. Taking a step further, even if the machl can't benefit from the chalipa. Feel over v'nehena, even if you did do it. Shechlipin ba'acher, so have a chalipa chalipin asurin. So not only is the chalipin a problem, but the chalipa chalipin is also a problem. Shemachi kashale mishaber mikidish v'demayin lamehim akudash es gemura. Why is the kedushin deraisa, and that's it. And she doesn't need a second kedusha, because remember, it's all the rabbanon over here. The asiri chalip and mirabbanon. If this is all, if you tell me chalip and like the asiri and noah, and there's an issue of rabbanon to be nehenna from it, how about that tzurchei kedusha achrini? We should require a second kedusha because mirabbanon it's aser. Elamai, you see that that we don't say the chalipin become aser. So once you're machlif, the item is mutter. So that the kedushin is a kedushin. Remina, the more answers no hachanami. The chetkila who deloy be avid of it. Klarman, the chetkila who shasul lahanas bin the chalipin. I believe over in nehena the chalipin mutar. But if the person was nehenna from the chalipin by getting something else instead, the wife, there's no problem with having the hanah from the wife. Okay, so the more is not pressure the shayla. When you know lach, the kaminader atzmoi damer elu filas tibin acher is neither also behen. So the Mishnah said that he said Elu is also bechilufayin. It didn't say dafka that he's maklefit. So even though he didn't do the chalipin, somebody else did the chalipin, he can't benefit from it. And if somebody else made the isra on the person, so we're making why the kimin the kriya gab the gabi yisurei no the alma leka lememer the chilufen ki gedulun dami alamir rabbanan ba alma we can appreciate liel. We're not talking about an issur d'oraisa, but an issur d'rabbanan. There's a knas for being machlif. And we're saying we're not sure if there is such a thing. So how will you say it's d'rabbanan? Milakula. So that's the Ran says that should be the law. Rabbi Ben Moshe Ben Maimon Ben Maimon Zal Kosa Perak Chamishim Hilchus Nedarim Perak Gidulegin Chilufayin Sofik. Fichachaber also Gidulei Paris Elu Bechilufayin. So since it's a Sofik, it's also meant to be Sofik. Rabban Zal Mistam Lostumi Lekabon Perak and then Meyark. When the Mishnah over there, he doesn't really give us any clarification on this issue either. He leaves it without addressing it. So like John said before, if he says Elu, so then we say the Lashon of Elu is Asurim Chalipin Be'etzim. So that's Asur Mikra Din. Well, it's not a Kanas or a Machlev, but see, if somebody else does the Chalipin, it's a loss. If he doesn't say Elu, or somebody else is Madir, so then you're asking Mitzad the Kanas, which is in the Rabbanon, so it should be a suffering in the Rabbanon, so it should be Mutter, but the Rambam says it's a suffering in its house. Suck the Mishnah. So Reni Alecha Cherim, I am usher on you like Cherim is usher on you. So Mutter usher. So the Madr made the Mutter usher. So Hanoyder Osir. So he's making himself Osir on that person. So he can't benefit from that person. So if he says both Lashonos, so he can't benefit from that person. That person cannot benefit from him. It's like the Mishnah. So they're usher on anything which they can't benefit from each other. So anything which either one has any kinyan in, they can't use. So early bavel, which belonged to all of Klal Yisrael, means it's hefker. It doesn't belong to all of Klal Yisrael. It means it's nobody's. So there's a lot of benefit from that. But something which belongs to the people of the city, so that is considered a shutvist to the people of the city. So they cannot benefit from those items. There's no davar shel early bavel. What do we say means belongs to all of Klal Yisrael? Kern Harabayis, Wazaris. So they can go to Beit HaMikdash. Vahabor, Shavem Saderech. The cisterns that they would put in the roads, those belong to all the Klal Yisrael. So that we deal with it as if it's Hefker. It doesn't belong to anybody. Beit HaDavar Shalosah here. What's considered an item which belongs to the city, which means each person in the city has a shutras in it. Gun HaRechava, the gathering place of the city, the Rechava, Bar Merkat, so Beis HaKnesses, Vateva, Vahasvorim. So even they take the Teva out, sometimes they would take the Teva out into the Rechav, when they would have a Tainus, they would take it out and they would dive it outside. So right? So he doesn't have to worry about the Beis HaKnesses. But he can't use the teva. Okay. Then, so the Mishnah says, so what do? The curse of Kalkal Nasi. So the Eitzah is the individual Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon can't benefit from Reuven. So Reuven takes his portion and writes it over to the Nasi. So now it doesn't belong to him anymore, it belongs to the Nasi. So Shimon can benefit from it. You don't have to give a dafka to the Nasi. You can give it to Hedyan either, also. But, Uma. He takes a shakos if he skips. The difference is, because of Lenossi, just giving over that star is sufficient. By head, he has to do my sekinyan. No, by Nasi also the only work if he does a kinyan. They were generally the people who would use the Nasi. They trusted the Nasi more than the person next to them, because the person next to them might turn around. Well, so I own it. I'm not allowing you to use it. The Nasi wouldn't do that. So whatever reason, Anshe Galil already did this process. Okay. He's answering that Reuben is saying to Shimon, you cannot benefit from me, just like I would be cherim a better kabayis, which is also about Maglil Mari. The Sam Charam and the better kabayis, because cherim kahanim are not also about Noah.
And in Yehuda, Stam Cherem was referring to Cherem Kehanim. You'd have to speak out, Hareini Yalecha Kecherem Shabbatak Abayis. But in Galil, Stam Cherem were to Betak Abayis, and therefore that this language is sufficient. He's saying, I cannot benefit from you like a Kherim. They became hefker to all of Klal Yisrael. Shem Dorim Bob, where they're living, they belong only to the people of this city. Shem Yechom L'machem Zayin to a year, B'mayim Ananshi a year. You see, they have a power to sell them. If they belong to all of Klal Yisrael, then they can't be sold. So the fact that the luck is that they can sell them indicates that they belong to the members of the city. So the process of selling is that Zayin Tuba Ha'ir, which are the representatives of the city, can decide that this is an appropriate thing to do, and with their authority of the members of the city, they can sell it when the people of the city come together and witness it. So the Shutin Shoshin Zelzeb. Vateva Shanoisim Alel Sefer Torah Likros Vasarim Shakarim Behem. So these belong to the city. Because of Kalkul and Nasi, Zot the Ram, Mefarash and Gemara, the more explains that it's not one who does so, but you should do so. So what should you do? Yitav Kalkul and Nasi, they can write over their portion to the Nasi, and now it's not theirs anymore, so the person can benefit. The Haki Sharkin, now Noisin Nachar, Mishumatana, Balo Matzabo. So the Eitz is give it away as a Matana, and then now the other person can use it. Even though nobody was actually received the Shtar Matana, just writing it is sufficient. So if you hold just by the Nasi, just having the document written is sufficient. I'm saying no, the Nasi also needs to receive the document. Somebody has to be kind of the document for the Nasi. So why they use the Nasi? She ledibra Nasi lebehaiva. She no longer besamach lahakus. That was normally who they would do this with. Why? She no longer besamach lahakus la'adam acher. He's scared to give it to somebody else. The mitzvah b'shema yasrenu lo, because that other person might turn around and use it against him. Asher on him. Fichadog alitul the Nasi she darker lesser hanasu alabrius. The Nasi wouldn't do these type of things. Kashli the Rabbanan. So I have a question. Dominan, the Echazemach and Zetzar Zrikan Lazakos, Chichan Liskos, that they need to do a Kenyan, came my Kamashalan Masnisan. So what's the point of the Mishnah over here? The Mishnah is saying, here's the solution. We know this. We've had the solution before, multiple times. Give it to somebody else. So why does Mishnah need to discuss the solution? Bishop Karn de Behuda, tell me a Kiddush over here that the solution, we have a new solution, being a Zaka to the Nasi, but doesn't need a Kenyan. Just writing a star. So the guy's in the Midbar, he doesn't necessarily have a way to write a star. So that's not an eight. Right? So give, but over here he's simply living at home, so write a star. Right? We can't call him, you say the regular did do a Kenyan. The mission of the eight says give it to the Nasi. Now we have a cloikis. What's that about? Yehuda says it's special to the Nasi. Chum says no, we're saying the regular general Eitzah. Nasi was a common way to do it. But the point of saying the general Eitzah was giving us a solution. We know the solution already. You gave it to Nossi, really? So you went to shul next day, you said, I have nowhere to sit? You sat down. He says, wait, you don't have a portion here. We should argue, it's just an aroma. I didn't really mean to be magnet. The mission says no. Whereas the case over there, he actually gave it away. He gave the item to the Chenbani, and the Chenbani gives it to the other person, and he's not using it anymore. But here he's going to continue to use it. The mission still works. Now, the Rav, I mean, he's in the Tanya, but serve a Dhamma Shalot Seir, Rabban Himalay, Rabbles, when Yaakov Dhamma Le'ev, Basic Nessus, Kachot Hashem, Badin, Chaluka, Dhammi. Kachot Hashem, Yaakov, Basic Nessus is a Basic Nessus is Kachot Hashem, Badin, Chaluka. So when you're using it, it's yours. So Kachot Hashem, Yaakov, that'll be Mutter. Kachot Hashem, that's also, he'll keep in the, So local mice, this Mishnah is not relevant.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. When we were talking about the chatzar, she'ein bo din melucha, I was under the impression that the person who's using it is effectively using the entire space and therefore precluding the other person from using it at that time.
Okay, look, go back. The difference in Yeshiva and Chalukah and Bin Chalukah is not because how much they're using. That's a practical difference. The difference is when the original purchase took place, what was the intent? Concentration with the Chalukah, we can't say that there was intrinsic into their. Remember, he said this braver is better than the regular braver because in the original Kenyan, there's this arrangement. That depends. The Chosheshem and the Chalukah, which by definition they must take turns using it. So we say intrinsic in the original arrangement is this arrangement. Whereas the Chosheshem and Chalukah, maybe they're just planning to split it. So you can't say intrinsic in the arrangement is this plan that when I use it, it's mine, when you use it, it's yours. That's the difference between Yeshiva and the Chalukah and the Chalukah.
Are you saying this is independent of size?
The size is what helps us define what's called Yesh Min Chalukah, but that's not the reason why it's relevant for the netter is because we're saying the whole head over here is because the original purchase was that when I'm going to use it sometimes and you're going to use it sometimes, and when I use it it's mine and you use it it's yours. Who said that's the original arrangement? Well, by culture, which we must, each one must take turns using, that must be the original arrangement. But a culture which we can split, I don't know what the arrangement is. So then you get involved in the regular dinner brayer, which we pass the name brayer. So, but whereas a basic nesis, you can't say, we'll split and I'll take my half because you'll take your basic nesis. Each one now, stop using it as a shul, it remains a shul. You never can divide it. So everybody's arrangement, by definition, is when I use it, it's mine. Like your blessed maniac.
So when two people are using the shul at the same time,
each one is using their area.
Their area, which it sounds like chalukah.
It's not chalukah. The point is, it's saying as much as I'm using it, right at this point in time that I'm using it, I am. It's not that I'm using your spot, Kadosh Blessed Man Yaakov. That the arrangement is when I use it, it's what I'm using is totally mine. But that's always going to be the definition of a shul. There's no other way to deal with a shul. Whereas by a chotzer, which is large enough, just divide it. So I don't know what your range it was. We came there one day, the people walk in and say, you know what, Rabbi Sai, I'm now taking out my portion of the shul and being chaylik, and now this is mine, nobody can walk here and nobody can use this part of the shul. Right? I own something in the whole of the shul, I'm taking out my portion. What does that mean? So everybody does that, we have no shul anymore. Because that spot, you can't walk it, because that's mine. That it's always a minute chalukah.
So if we hold that way, that...
Let's just finish off the round. V'yesh et mo'el ha'ramam z'al she'posik v'perek z'am hechel d'dorim v'kir ha'lezim in Yaakov v'posik na'an l'mastisim so karsigur ha'manzal v'hilkoysa v'hechim mizaki ishtar l'beitrei. By doing this, That's like a, he's using that as a phrase. That's a Gemara in Barbasa. You can't give the same shtar to people, to different people. Passing like your blessing Yaakov, but passing this mission means you're passing like your blessing and like their bottom. You're being mezaka the star. You're giving the winning decision to the rabbanim and to blessing Yaakov. You can't do that. Both it's one or the other. That's the Ram's phrase. Okay, let's hold it here. Yeah.
So the items that were enumerated is the Rechava, Mirchatz, Knesset, Teva. That explanation works for all those items because if you do, if there's any attempt to do halucha there, you essentially break the item.
Right.
The item's no longer. But when it comes to svarim, you can divvy up the svarim in the shul.
No, I own a portion of the Sefer Torah, and you own a portion of the Sefer Torah. So what we're going to cut, you get gracious and shores, I get the beaker in the middle of the worm?
I mean,
you don't have Sefer Torah anymore.
There are seams. I mean, when a...
No, they don't have Sefer Torah anymore.
Right, but if a...
We don't have Sefer Torah anymore.
If a cloth gets damaged, we don't throw out the whole thing, we replace that piece. So there is use to each piece.
That's true, but it's not a Sefer Torah. We want to lay. Rangel taking out Bereshis. Rip it out. Lay from Parsha Shmois. You don't lay from Parsha Shmois. You need to have a third. The only way it's functional is if it remains intact is one. The more it talks about Abba, so we'll get to the Rebbe's Hashem soon. Within the next 8 years, right?